Last term, the Friday night youth group looked at the story of the whole Bible, a Bible overview together. And as we begin to look at Judges today, we thought it might be helpful to retell the story so far. It all began in the very beginning. God made a world, and it was perfect. But he didn't just make a world. He made people to live in that world. Just two of them, to begin with. Adam and Eve. And they lived with God in perfect relationship with him, in perfect relationship with each other, and in perfect relationship with the world around them. God created them to live under his rule and blessing, in perfect happiness. But it didn't stay perfect. Because Adam and Eve, instead of listening to God, who wanted only good for them, listened to the serpent, who wanted to destroy them. They rejected God. They rejected his rule. They rejected his love. And everything was ruined. They had to leave God's special place. They were no longer God's special people. They had turned away from him. But that wasn't the end of the story. God picked another man and another woman. His name was Abraham. Her name was Sarah. And God gave them the most extraordinary promise. God promised that he was going to save a people for himself through them. Though they'd struggled their whole lives with infertility, God was going to make a nation from their family. A nation who would live in a special new land, a new place. A nation who would know, honor, and love him. A nation who would be a blessing to the whole world. And that's exactly what he did. Sarah had a child, who had children, but famine drove them out of their land and into Egypt, where they were made slaves by the Egyptian king, Pharaoh. But God wasn't finished with his people. As we learnt last spring and summer, as we looked at Exodus as a church, God raised up Moses and sent Moses to Pharaoh. And through Moses, God told Pharaoh to let God's people go. But Pharaoh said no. And so God showed Pharaoh and the whole world his mighty power through 10 terrible plagues, and then gave his people a perfect lamb to take the punishment for their sin, and brought them out of Egypt and through the mighty Red Sea. God spoke to them from heaven. He came to live among them in a tent. He gave them bread from heaven to eat, water from a rock to drink, and brought them to the edge of the promised land. They doubted. Moses died, and God gave them Joshua to take the lead. And after 40 years in the desert, they finally went into the land and begun to defeat the nations already living there and take the land that God had promised to give them. And that's where we are when we get to the book of Judges, where we are this morning. They're halfway into the land, and hasn't God been good to them?